that was a big job. Mm-hmm. And then somebody had to stay out there and keep that paddle. And we've still got the old paddle around here somewhere. You keep that going all day. You start off with a fire and just a little bit of water underneath. Mm-hmm. And all that lard. And you keep stirring it and keep stirring it. And you had to keep it going until the cracklings mm-hmm. were brown. Then it was done. All that lard, we called it, it was cracklings. Mm-hmm. And they tasted real good, you know. A lot of people would put them in the bread and just consider it a treat. Mm-hmm. When it's good and brown, then your lard's done. And you could, you had to have a good straining rag. Back in those days, we had flour sacks. Mm-hmm. Flour came in sacks then. So we'd take care of those and save them for straining cloths. Mm-hmm. And have these great big 50-pound lard buckets, mm-hmm. or 25-pound anyway. And we'd strain it into there, set mm-hmm. it aside, and that'd be lard for the year.
What about the kind of meat you could use for boiling with greens? What would that be?
Well, we call that the sides, or the bacon. Mm-hmm. We call it bacon nowadays, but then that was a great big side, and it mm-hmm. hung up out there in the smokehouse. And you'd bring that in and cut you off a big chunk.
Mm-hmm. What about the fat salted pork? Did you ever hear of fat back, or side meat, or white bacon, or, you know, the salt? Fat salted pork.
Well,
you could just use for flavoring things.
Well, I believe that's what we call the sides. Mm-hmm. Nowadays they call it the bacon. Mm-hmm. You know.
What do you call the outside, the bacon, the edge?
The rind. That's the skin. You know, we call it the rind, and that would. We cook that into a kind of a crackling.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of meat that you buy now that's already sliced to cook with eggs?
Bacon?
Mm-hmm. You still call that bacon?
We do now. But back in those days, we had to do our own slicing. Mm-hmm. You get one of those sides, and that was the side of the hog. You know, after it's the front legs, that was the shoulder. The back legs, that was the ham. Mm-hmm. But all that in between was the side. Mm-hmm. And we had to do our own slicing with a sharp butcher knife. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'd fry. That was fried meat. Fried meat.
What about if you could take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them and season them? What would you be making? You just make out of the trimmings.
Oh, you're not talking about sausage, are you? Uh-huh. Well, that would be the lean meat that you'd grind up. Mm-hmm. You'd get a lot of lean meat and off the head and various parts that. And we'd grind that up in a sausage grinder. Mm-hmm. And we'd take some of those intestines, after they were cleaned good, and put them on that sausage grinder. You'd have to buy a special little contraption. And you'd slip it on there, a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. And then you'd begin grinding, and well, in fact, you already had it ground, and then you put it back in there, and you'd grind it again, and you'd stuff it. It'd go mm-hmm. into that intestine, mm-hmm. and you'd have a great long string of sausage, and you'd hang that in the smokehouse also, mm-hmm. and smoke it along with the